inside, though, the lack of energy is lingering.
All right, we're on the air, boys, as Lou Ciccatelli joins us now, talking with Tim Kearns. It's been a while since those two have gotten together. And, Coach, it's been a while since we've had you on. 2-1, nice bounce back after a loss a week ago, but you came on strong on Friday night. Tell us a little bit about the win over Medford.
Yeah, so the first GBU game against a very good Medford team. It's 3-4-6 final, and boys played very, very hard on both sides of the football. We played especially hard on defense, where we were basically game tackling and doing everything we set out to do, and it set the offense up with some real good field position. And when you do that, it always makes your night a little bit easier. But we were flying on all cylinders, and it was good to get back in the win column.
Coach, it's hard. I'm going to let Tim take over in a second here, but it's hard for us to get game reports out of the GBL sometimes. You know, we're used to seeing you in the item in the Northeastern Conference. So can you give me a few details on the game on what went right for you guys, either on offense or defense, and, you know, maybe name a player or a player too?
Yeah, so basically on defense, my captains, Augusto Goncalves and Max Doucette, two of my defensive ends, and Jason Shosho and Ilias Lafalaki, my front four, they more or less put a ton of pressure on Medford's offense, especially getting after the quarterback. And that allowed us to play a little bit more man defense, and we were going to lock them down a little bit and create a few turnovers. And like I said before, the defense set the tone. Those guys made it a little bit easier with we had a couple of short field drives, 40, 50 yards. We had 180-yard drive. But defense, I think, set the tone. Offense obviously put up 33 points. My quarterback, Anwar Mabo, was 5-for-6 that night. And we had two over 100-yard rushers. And that kind of,
wow,
kind of pushed us through to a big win.
Tim?
Lou, with the success that the team has had over the last couple of years, and you know, the strength of the team was certainly at key positions. How have you managed to fill in those gaps?
Yeah, great question. They're young kids. A lot of these kids, Davey Barreto, who had 150 yards rushing the other night, was basically a scout running back. And, you know, he worked his tail off in the weight room this summer, and he's one guy that's really stepped it up. He's probably, as far as yards goes in scoring right now, he's our number one guy. So he had a big game. He didn't play a year ago, and he came back for his senior year. He had an injury. He came back. He's another guy. He had two touchdowns last night. So, yeah, a young team, different guys stepping up since a lot of those guys from last year and the 10-1 team have all gone on and moved on to school and college. So, just trying to rebuild it. And, again, a lot of hard work in the weight room. And so far, a 2-1, it's paid off. And they're a real good group of kids, I'll say that. I say it about them every year. But these kids are very hungry. They want to learn. And they're at practice every day. We have really good practices. They're always getting after it. And they're happy to be there. And, so for us, it's just try to get better every day. And, unfortunately, we've been able to do that so far.
Look, could you follow up on the scout team? You know, you mentioned the running back that came from the scout team has really emerged this year. And I happened to see in the Salem News an article, I think it may have been about Hamilton Wedham, and they were drawing attention to two of the kids from the scout team and the contributions that they have made in basically shadowing the opposition for the week and being those key opposition players. How much of can those guys have?
Oh, my goodness, it's huge. We had a long discussion with the guys today because we were trying to get a look at playing in English this week. We were trying to get a look at playing English. And when you're trying to simulate another, especially on defense, another team's offense, it's a lot easier to do. But when you get some good scout players and they watch film, and we talked about that, watch a little bit of film so you can help us out, see what our opponent does, and we stress that a lot. Like I said, these kids are young, and they're very, very much wanting to get better, and they've been doing that, and, it's very early in the season, but they're definitely a big part of our everyday plan and a big part of our season. And I stress that all season long. And, you know, the big thing is those are the guys that at some point they're going to step up and they're going to be playing varsity football.
How are the numbers this year, Lou?
They're okay. A little down. I probably get in total program, I get about 58 kids.
Wow, okay.
So not bad. I only get about 12, 13 freshmen.
Are you guys playing? Are you playing a sub varsity schedule?
Yeah, we're playing a sub. A lot of teams aren't. We're fortunate. We're definitely playing sub varsity. We also played a few freshman games.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of JV guys in there just to get kids more acclimated and getting some playing time, because that's the only way these younger kids are going to get better, obviously. So trying to find games, looking around, and we've been able so far. We've had 2 JV games and 2 freshman games, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Well,
have you had to go further afield than usual to find these games? We know that the varsity certainly has had to look far afield to fill in the schedule. Has it happened on the lower levels as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I ended up reaching out. I'm good friends with Donnie Hears. I picked up a game with him. We had Watertown at one point. We're going to play them. We never played them before. We're going to play a freshman football game with them. Yeah, we looked around because a lot of teams, forget about freshmen, but a lot of teams this year don't even have subvarsity.
Yeah.
We really had to go out and search just to get games. And I even told, the people of the vote, we play them again if we have to. I just want to make sure my kids are, staying with it and playing football. To the course of the season.
These are special times right now. Coach, you've got Lynn English coming up, your old NEC foe, and that's going to be at Manning. Great place to play. What do you look for this weekend?
Yeah, Manning South, 7 o'clock. Very athletic football team. They're very good. We watched them against Everett, and, the score didn't really tell the story of the game. I thought that they played Everett pretty tough. They got a lot of athletes that can fly around and make plays. Their quarterback's a second-year guy that throws the ball very well, very accurate. And, as always, we're going to have to come bring our A game, just to have a chance to pull it out.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. We got to get to our next interview here. We'll check in with you again probably in a week or so.
Yeah, listen, I'm always thinking of you guys, and thanks so much for keeping me here in mind.
Oh, we're going to try to get over there on Friday night, too, so we hope to see you over there.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Lou.
Take care, Lou. All right, bye-bye. That is Revere High School football coach Lou Ciccatelli.